Blackstone Publishing presents A Witch to Remember, a Wishcraft Mystery by Heather Blake. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. For my family, with much love. Chapter 1.
This wedding might be the death of me, and I'm not even the one getting married. So much to get done, so little time.
Startled by the statement, I studied my sister Harper a little more closely. June's sunshine highlighted the humor in her big golden brown eyes. She was joking, which made sense since the wedding ceremony would be a small affair, 15 to 20 people max. We both know there's not much left to do at all. And please don't tease about the death thing. I'd seen enough death in the past couple of years to last me a lifetime, maybe two lifetimes. While some of the deaths had been natural, most of them had not. As we wended our way along one of the paths that twisted through the vast village green on our way to Divinity Cottage, a tea room where my informal bridal luncheon was being held in 15 short minutes, I didn't want to think about death, any death, but especially Harper's. Not too long ago, she'd had a close call. It had been enough of a scare. I couldn't even bear the thought of life without her in it. But as hard as I tried to dissuade morbid thoughts from encroaching on what was supposed to be a cheerful day, I couldn't keep from remembering all the murder cases I'd been involved in during the 2 years I'd lived in this quaint village. The cases had scared me, some literally, all figuratively. While the Enchanted Village, a touristy, witch-themed neighborhood of Salem, Massachusetts, appeared at first glance to be postcard perfect, it wasn't always. Every so often, evil visited these charming cobblestone streets. It walked past the boutiques with their colorful awnings.